I'm going to... Okay, so Campbell Johnson, our secretary, will call the roll. Go ahead, Campbell.
Okay, thank you. Nia Bediako is here. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Bill Crozier? Not yet. Lisa Davis is excused. Jane Gatewood?
Here.
Seth Goldberg? Matthew Hallinan?
Here. Seth is here.
Okay, Matthew's here.
Seth is here.
Okay. Matthew Hallinan? Chandra Hauptman?
Here.
Okay. Melinda Ilye Doan?
Eile Doan.
Eile Doan.
Yes, sir.
Sorry,
I am present.
That mistake. Okay.
Nope.
And Campbell Johnson is here. Dutch Merrick, I believe, is excused. Leslie Radford has a class that's due to end shortly. Nia Turner?
Here.
Okay, and Joe Lansala has a court hearing or something like that that's taking place. Donna Warren? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 members, Madam Chair, and as I believe Tony Paul is with us.
Present.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Tony. Okay, as we mentioned last week, the only item that's on this agenda is our very efficient independent auditor, Tony Paul, and he sent us his letters for re-signing. So if everyone could take out his or her letter, both letters actually, and everyone has that. There are 8 of us on the call, so these letters are pretty lengthy. I don't know. Well, I'll go along with the will of the body. Should each person take a couple of paragraphs? Because the folks listening on the stream don't have a copy of it. So do we want to do that?
Sounds like a winner.
I didn't hear you, Melinda.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Okay. So there are 7 of you. So why not start from the top with Wesley? You have your letters, Wesley?
No, I'm away from the computer right now. Sorry.
Say hello, Tony.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Okay, there it is.
Hi, Tony.
Okay. So who has the letters?
I have them coming out of the machine. One I've got in my hand, and one's coming out of the machine. I'll be willing to start.
Oh, okay. So, Campbell, why don't you take the first one and read the one, two, read the, Wesley's not by his computer, 1, 2, 3, 4. Read the first 4 paragraphs, please, Campbell.
Okay, now this will be they're both dated the same date, June 30th, and this will be the letter that does not have the itemization from 1 to 5, okay?
All right.
Addressed to Pacifica Foundation, Nia Bediako, Chairperson of the Audit Committee, and the address is listed. Dear Ms. Bediako, we are pleased to confirm our understanding of the services we are to provide for Pacifica Foundation for the year ended September 30th, 2010. We will audit Pacifica Foundation's statement of financial position as of September 30, 2010, the related statements of activities, functional expenses, and cash flows for the years then ended. We will also prepare the Foundation's 2009 tax returns. The objective of our audit is the expression of an opinion about whether your financial statements are fairly presented in all material respects in accordance with U.S. generally accepted auditing standards, and will include tests of your accounting records and other procedures we consider necessary to enable us to opinion. If our opinion is other than unqualified, we will discuss the reasons with you in advance. If for any reason we are unable to complete the audit or able to form or have not formed an opinion, we may decline to express an opinion or to issue a report as a result of this engagement. Our procedures will include tests of documentary evidence that support the transactions recorded in the accounts and direct confirmation of cash, investments, and certain other assets and liabilities by correspondence with creditors and financial institutions. We will request written representations from your attorneys as part of the engagement, and they may bill you for responding to that inquiry. At the conclusion of our audit, we will also request certain written representations from you about the balance sheet and the related matters. You wanted first three or first four paragraphs?
First four.
First four? An audit includes examining on a test basis evidence supporting the amounts and disclosures in the financial statements. Therefore, our audit will involve judgment about the number of transactions to be examined and the areas to be tested. Our audit is designed to provide reasonable assurance of detecting misstatements that, in our judgment, could have a material effect on the financial statements taken as a whole. Consequently, our audit will not necessarily detect misstatements less than this materiality level that might exist due to error, fraudulent financial reporting, or misappropriation of assets. The company's management is responsible for establishing and maintaining a sound system of internal control, which is the best means of preventing or detecting errors, fraudulent financial reporting, and misappropriation of assets. Our responsibility as auditors is limited to the period covered by our audit and does not extend to matters that might arise during any later periods for which we are not engaged as auditors. Shall we go to the next person in attendance?
Who would that be?
That would be on our list, Jane Gatewood. Because
okay.
I don't think Wesley has the information in front of him. So, Jane, that's on you.
Okay. Continuing, you agree to inform us on a timely basis during the period of time we are appointed as your auditors of any fraud or defalcation that occurs in excess of $2,500. We will perform a limited scope investigation of the incident and its impact on Pacifica Foundation's system of internal control and of its potential impact on the financial statements. We will issue a letter to the board of directors of our findings along with any applicable comments made by company management. Fees charged for this investigation will be in addition to other amounts charged or quoted for audit, tax, or consulting services. Our audit is not specifically designed and cannot be relied on to disclose significant deficiencies in the design or operation of the system of internal control. However, during the audit, if we become aware of such significant deficiencies or ways that we believe management practices can be improved, we will communicate them to you in a separate letter. We understand that your staff will provide us with the basic information required for our audit, and that you are responsible for the accuracy and completeness of that information. We understand that your employees will assist in the preparation of all cash, accounts receivables, debt, and other confirmations we request, and will locate any documents selected by us for testing. Pacifica Foundation will be responsible for the preparation of all of the financial statements and notes thereto. Our fee is based on the following assumptions. Your personnel...
Excuse me for a moment. I think typically, I'm not quite sure what the protocol is, but usually, you know, we're talking about fees at this point in time, and that's really proprietary information between ourselves and Pacifica. I'm not sure if that's, obviously it's your call because you're the audit chair, but I don't believe that, you know, the fee information would be typically disclosed at a public forum.
Madam Chair?
The estimate is in the next paragraph, or two paragraphs down, really. So we can avoid the numbers there.
Okay.
Nia, are you online? Nia, can you hear me?
Nia, are you there?
Okay, she's not. I'm going to continue with this paragraph, and then I'm going to skip to the fourth sentence of the paragraph at the bottom of this page.
Okay. You want to start with our fee is based on?
Our fee is based on the following assumptions. Your personnel will prepare certain schedules and analysis for us and make available to us documents for examination. And when requested, there will be no significant changes in the internal controls, accounting systems, key personnel, or structure of the organization. There will be no significant acquisitions or disposals of businesses. There will not be any unanticipated increases in current operations requiring significant additional time. Should we encounter any unforeseen problems that will warrant additional time or expense, you will be notified of the situation and, if applicable, the added cost. The ethics of our profession prohibit the rendering of professional services where the fee for such services is contingent or has the appearance of being contingent upon the results of such services. Accordingly, in order to avoid the possible implication of our fee that our fee is contingent upon future events, it's important that our bills be paid promptly when rendered. If a situation arises in which it may appear that our independence would be questioned because of significant unpaid bills, we may be prohibited from signing our audit report.
Excuse me, this is Nia. I'm back now. All of a sudden I had gotten frozen. No one could hear me. So I'm back now. Is everybody there?
Yes, and
yes.
We're now at the top of page 3.
Okay, and then I could not get back in. So where are we here?
You're on your last paragraph, Jane?
I just finished the bottom of page 2.
Okay, then our next person would be Seth. Do you have it in front of you, Seth?
No, I'll pass.
Okay, then Chandra, do you have the document in front of you?
She's driving.
I think when I got dropped, so did Chandra, because I patched her in. So when I got dropped, she got dropped also.
Okay, well then, should we go to Melinda?
Well, just 1 second, Campbell. Just orient me, because there was a part there that I didn't want people to read. We passed over the fees.
And then same thing needs to happen on the next page.
Okay, that's great. Oh, I love you guys. You're so independent. It's wonderful.
We got a little help.
And you know what you're doing. It's a great thing. Okay, so where are we now, Campbell?
Well, if Chandra's with us or Melinda, then, you know, one of them can start.
I'm here.
Okay. This is Chandra?
Melinda.
Oh, Melinda. Okay, Melinda. It's on you at the top of the next page, page 3.
Right, I got it right in front of me, page 3. In accordance with our firm policies, work may be suspended if your account becomes 45 days or more overdue and will not be resumed until your account is paid in full or we have a definitive payment agreement approved by our managing partner in San Francisco, California. If we elect to terminate our services for non-payment, you will be obligated to compensate us for all time expended and to reimburse us for all out-of-pocket expenditures through the date of termination. We will notify you immediately of any circumstances we encounter that could significantly affect our initial estimate of fees. Our estimate is based on anticipated cooperation from your personnel and on the assumption that unexpected circumstances will not be encountered during the audit. If significant additional time is necessary, we will discuss it with you and arrive at a new fee estimate before we incur the additional cost. Of course, we'll basically skip the next bit of the numbers. Mm-hmm. You agree the maximum liability to you for any negligent errors or omissions committed by us in performance of the engagement will be limited to 3 times the amount of our fees for this engagement, except to the extent determined to result from our gross negligence or willful misconduct. If any dispute, controversy, or claim arises in connection with the performance or breach of this agreement, either party may, upon written notice to the other party, request facilitated negotiations administered by the American Arbitration Association, AAA, under its rules of professional accounting and related service disputes before resorting to arbitration. Such negotiations shall require the best efforts of the parties to discuss with each other in good faith their respective positions and respecting their different interests to finally resolve such dispute. Each party may disclose any facts to the other party or to the facilitator which, in good faith, considers necessary to resolve the dispute. However, all such disclosures will be deemed in furtherance of settlement efforts and will not be admissible in any subsequent arbitration against the disclosing party. Except as agreed for by both parties, the facilitator shall keep confidential all information disclosed during the negotiations. The facilitator shall not act as a witness for either party in any subsequent arbitration between the parties.
Okay. Thank you very much. And let's see. Well, my name appears next on this, but I'll wait till after. Nia, do you have it in front of you?
It's Nia Turner.
Ms. Turner?
Yes, but I'm going back upstairs. I just went to get some water.
Okay. So,
I'm back at the computer. I can read.
Who is that now?
This is Wesley Bethune. I'm at the computer. I can read now.
Okay, terrific. So do you have page 4 in front of you, the cost incurred?
Yes.
Okay. You can start there then.
The costs incurred by each party in such negotiations will be borne by it. The fees and expenses of the facilitator, if any, shall be borne equally by the parties. Such facilitated negotiations shall conclude within 60 days from receipt of the written notice unless extended by mutual consent. The parties may also agree at any time to terminate or waive facilitated negotiations. If any dispute, controversy, or claim arises in connection with a performance or breach of this agreement and cannot be resolved by facilitated negotiations, or the parties agree to waive that process, then such dispute, controversy, or claim shall be settled by arbitration in accordance with the laws of the state of California and the then current arbitration rules for professional accounting and related disputes and of the American Arbitration Association, except that no pre-hearing discovery shall be permitted unless specifically authorized by the arbitration panel and shall take place in the city in which the PMB Helm Donovan LLP office providing the relevant services exists, unless the parties agree to a different locale. Such arbitration shall be conducted before a panel of 3 persons, one chosen by each party and the third selected by the 2 parties selected arbitrators. The arbitration panel shall have no authority to award non-monetary or equitable relief, and any monetary award shall not include punitive damages. The confidentiality provisions applicable to such facilitated negotiations shall also apply to arbitration. The award issued by the arbitration panel may be confirmed in judgment by any federal or state court of competent jurisdiction. All reasonable costs of both parties, as determined by the arbitrators, including but not limited to, 1, the costs, including reasonable attorney fees of the arbitration, 2, the fees and expenses of the AAA and the arbitrators, and 3, the costs, including reasonable attorney's fees, necessary to confirm the award in court shall be borne entirely by the non-prevailing party, to be designated by the arbitration panel in the award, and may not be allocated toward the parties by the arbitration panel. If the company plans any reproduction or publication of our report or any portion of it, copies of masters or printer's proofs of the entire document should be submitted to us in sufficient time for our review.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. And I know Nia probably is at her computer, so she could do the other letter. Our foundation counselor, Ricardo,
Nia?
Just one second, Campbell?
Yes. I was wondering, you want to include the closing paragraph?
I thought that was the closing paragraph that Wesley just read.
No, that was the last one on page 4, but there's a closing paragraph before Very Truly Yours. I'll just go through it. It's rather perfunctory. We appreciate the opportunity to be of service to Pacifica Foundation and believe this letter accurately summarizes the significant terms of our engagement. If you have any questions, please let us know. If you agree with the terms of our engagement as described in this letter, please sign the enclosed copy and return it to us. Very truly yours, M. Tony, Pohl, CPA Partner.
Okay. Thank you very much, Master Secretary. So Foundation Council read these, and he's fine with it. And Tony, thank you very much. Tony's very quiet back there.
I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah. So there are some questions that one person had, Tony, if you don't mind. There are other people. But let me ask this question. Is there anyone on the phone now who has a question? No one? Okay. Let's see.
Well,
Nia, what day did you send the management letter out?
I sent it the first time, I think, June 30th. But we can send it to you again, Melinda. I mean, that was Chandra?
Yeah.
Okay. I can send it again.
So it's the same. It's the same as the original one.
Oh yes. It has no.
Okay.
Tony, Mr. Pohl is very consistent. He's not changing anything, right, Tony?
Correct.
I'm just teasing you, Tony. So it's the same. Would you like me to send it, Chandra?
Yes.
Or you have it? Okay.
No, I just changed my operating system, so I'd appreciate getting it again.
It's not a problem.
I would also, please, because. I've been having very strange things occurring with Verizon. Yes.
I did. I sent yours earlier, Campbell. Okay. Let's.
Earlier today?
Earlier, since we've been on this call.
Oh, okay. Fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. So check your inbox. We need to sort of scurry because I know some folks have the affiliate call. Where was I? I lost my train of thought. Okay. Does anybody on this call have a question? Or could I go to Bill Crozier's question?
This is Jane Gatewood. I have one question.
Sure. What about Jane?
The last sentence of the second paragraph on the first page.
Yes.
I just that's a hard sentence for me to chew. It ends. As a result of this engagement, I'm just not exactly sure what that, the last, I don't quite understand that sentence.
Well, what we're saying here is that sometimes we've encountered situations, and I'm not saying this applies to Pacifica, but we've encountered situations where a client refuses to give us information. At that point in time, we may not be able to issue to render an opinion upon the financial statements, and therefore we would not express an opinion on the financial statements. We'd be unable to because if we were concerned that the client was withholding information, that there was some underlying reason for it, that if we knew about it, it would cause us to change our opinion from a favorable opinion to an unfavorable opinion.
Okay, Jane. Okay.
Thank you.
Is anybody else? Okay. No one else is there? Sorry. Just had to let my housekeeper around for a minute. Now, let's go to Bill Crozier's question. Tony, I'm just going to read verbatim what Bill... Or, Nia, are you back? Nia Turner? Nia.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Would you like to read Bill's question? Did you have Bill Crozier's question?
I don't have his questions. I didn't.
Okay.
I just copied the two letters I was able to get.
Okay. So you'll start as the second letter.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'm going to have to go to the set, but I'm in favor of recommending to the PMB that they accept this auditor and these terms and all that kind of stuff, and for the next, for the other financial matters as well.
Is that Seth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Seth.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Tony?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to read Bill Crozier's comments verbatim, okay? It says, in the third paragraph on page 2 of the one for the foundation, one of the assumptions is that our, quote, personnel will prepare certain schedules and analysis for us and make available to us documents for our examination as and when requested. There will be no significant changes to the quantum system, close quote. Ellipses, then close quote.
Excuse me, could you identify where that's from, Nia, again, please?
No problem. It's the third paragraph on page 2 of the one for the foundation.
Right, and it started with, your quotation started where?
Personnel will prepare certain schedules and analysis for us and make available to us documents for our examination as when requested. There will be no significant changes to accounting system, ellipses, close quotes, otherwise it will cost more. Okay? And
okay.
Bill said, which doesn't really pertain to Tony, but I will read what Bill said, that we should ask LaVarn about progress being made so we don't repeat these problems for the next audit and run up another bill. But
yeah. And that's a very valid comment, Nia. At the start of the engagement, and I think you may recall, you saw the list, a several page list of items that would be updated on a weekly basis that we would request of the client, and you know, periodically check on the status of the progress. Obviously, you know, we have literally do have some clients that where we walk in the door and they say, okay. There's the file cabinets, go to it, which takes a tremendous amount of time and resources. And to the extent that the client can be prepared for us, you know, typically several weeks, if not more, before we actually walk in the door, we will send the client the list, as we have done with Pacifica, we'll send the client a list of documents that we need. We need the details of what's in this account balance, we'd like you to pull these canceled checks and invoices and the like. So that way we can come in and do our work efficiently. That's always our ideal scenario, you know, where we can come in and do it. And to the extent that the client is able to comply, our audits become very efficient. It's a minimum strain on our client's personnel, on your personnel, and we can get in and out and done in a couple of weeks, depending upon the size of the engagement. So, and that's, we're just reiterating that. You know, our expectation is that Laverne and her staff will prepare these schedules for us and that we can move forward in a smooth manner. In fact, she and I and Lynn Magno have already started talking about setting up a date in the next couple of weeks, as soon as the next board meeting is over, and to start identifying where we feel are the weak links and where we'd like to make our focus over the next audit, so that Lynn and her staff can be ready and prepare the requisite schedules.
Okay, great. And I must say, just to piggyback on what Tony said, being intimately involved in the audit that Tony had to go through, I'm accustomed to this statement, you know, for two reasons. One, my husband is a CPA, as most of you know, so I am familiar with this, you know, and time is money. And we should have these things for Tony Cole. And if we have them ready for him and his staff, then that will help to keep our costs down. So Tony is absolutely right about that. Okay, Bill's next question pertains to the retirement fund audit. So unless someone else has a question on this letter, I would like to just go for a vote to accept this, and I will sign it and send it on to Tony.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to accepting Tony Poe from Helen Donovan as our auditor and approving my signing this letter?
Sounds great to me.
Hearing no objection. Okay. It was unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank
Thank you, everybody. By the way, this is kind of a mute issue, but just wanted to let the audit committee know that I'm the P in the PMB. Not that it means much, other than when you have your name on the door, it means you're the first. You take in the milk in the morning and throw out the cat in the evening and on weekends.
Okay.
Well, for full disclosure, I did know that because when I first met Tony, he did explain that to me. So I'm aware of that, yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay, now on to the retirement fund audit.
Mia, if I may...
Yeah.
The retirement plan engagement letter is the verbiage is exactly the same as for the pension foundation audit, except that because it is a separate entity, we have to issue separate financial statements for it to the Department of Labor. But you'll see if you compare the letters side by side,
right.
They say substantially they say exactly the same thing.
Okay, that is absolutely correct. So we don't want to bore folks having to read that again. So is everybody in agreement that we could just go for a vote on that? Does all of you have read it already? Mia,
sounds great.
Okay with, Mia, are you okay with that? Mia T?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All righty. So can I get the motion to approve?
Pension plan audit.
Yes, the pension plan audit. I'm looking at Bill's question here. I just realized that I should not have asked for the vote so much. Could I just get unanimous consent to just reverse my asking for the vote to read Bill Crozier's question? I apologize. That's why I got preoccupied. Okay. Bill wrote here, similar comments apply to the second engagement letter to hire them for a retirement fund audit and tax return / IRS preparation. And it says here, Mr. Pohl and the audit committee members, we should also ask LaVarne about other problems listed in the management letter from Tony and what's being done about them. Specifically, the lack of adequate financial and accounting controls and procedures and failure to follow the ones we do have. We're about 80% of the way through the fiscal year, and we should have had most or all of the problems taken care of by now. Note that about half of Tony's letter slash proposal for the Pacifica Foundation deals with what? Oh, okay. I would need that. I won't read that part of it. You guys could see that. It's about
Mia, could you forward me those questions, please?
Okay. That was sent to you earlier, but I will read it again. Yes.
Okay.
It came from Bill Crozier to all of us. But I could send it. So what had happened, I know that you guys, there was a motion asking for a plan from LaVarne, and then when it got to the PNB, that was somehow sent off to finance, which is not the thing to do according to the California Integrity Act of 2004. You know, but that we have no control over. However, I must say that Arlene and LaVarne have been cooperative when we've asked them certain questions. So I think that's something that we can take care of in-house. I don't know how much knowledge Tony would have about where we are. I do not.
And I said that's one of the things I wanted to meet with LaVarne to get an update as to what sort of progress is being made.
Very good. But I didn't
and I would recommend that if the audit committee does meet as part of the next board meeting, that's a valid question to be raised of management.
Absolutely. It is raised that on this audit committee. It's been on the agenda that, you know, what's the plan and where are we? And we've gotten one update from LaVarne. So we should have more. Just to find out where we are, because if we're 80% of the way, we should have at least 80% of the answers, I would think. But I didn't want to censure an audit committee's member's question to Tony, and that's why I read it. Okay? So, anyone else has any questions? Okay, hearing none. Do I Could I get a motion to approve the pension audit to be done by PMB Helen Donovan? Hello?
So moved.
Okay. Is everybody else there? They're paying such close attention. I like that. Is there any objection?
No objection.
Okay, hearing none. Thank you very much. And congratulations, Tony.
Thank you.
You're on your way. And I will sign this in Canada and mail it back to you.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to meeting with the board next week to give you an overview of the COSO.
Okay, yes, that's great. Thank you. And I would like to thank the members of the audit committee who showed up tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You guys are hard workers. You're very cooperative. And I really, really love working with all of you. So thank you very much. We've done a wonderful job. And our next thing will be to come up with a document destruction log, because that was checked no on the 990 this year, and we need to have one. So that will be our next
to plan. Come up with what for the 990?
We document destruction.
Oh, okay.
So whatever it is, right, Tony?
Document retention. Yes.
I'm saying destroy. No, we don't want to destroy any documents. Forgive me. Document retention. I apologize for that. Okay, we're all set.
Is that properly termed a law or a
policy?
Procedure.
Policy.
Okay.
Policy.
Yeah. And that's on the 990.
Okay.
We would have done it last year, the audit committee, but politics got in the way, got derailed. But it's okay. This is a new day, and we're going to get it done. So it is hoped that by the next in-person meeting that we'll be able to complete that. And Tony will be checking yes on the 990. Okay?
Okay.
So, could I get a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Okay, thanks, everybody. And we made it. It is now 7:57. Thank you very much.
Good timing.
Okay.
Have a nice evening, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.